This is the Daily Ghost Podcast.
The Daily Ghost again. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know what we do here. This is the show that brings you what I call the poor man's audible, right? You're listening to a guy read a story, and you know, sometimes I do voices. I'll fancy it up. I don't give a care. You gotta love somebody who tries to avoid saying a curse word at the last second. I don't give a hoot. But today, as usual, like I said, we got a creepy tale in front of us. We're going to be reading it. And I will say thank you all so much for checking out the Room 727 editions of this podcast. It's simply a deeper look at the story. And different stories, longer stories, more in-depth stories. And I would say maybe better editing to a certain degree. Just in the sense that I'll take a little longer on it, because it is a longer episode, a longer podcast. But still, with that being said, nothing changes here. We're still here doing the Daily Ghost, and I'll be honest, at any point, these episodes could be much longer. I can't guarantee one thing one way or the other, but I do try to keep them kind of short. I want them to be quick, in and out. I want you to get the story, get a nice little intro, and on to the next podcast, right? You might not even remember that you listened to the Daily Ghost that day. And that's fine. But if you do enjoy what you hear here, that's weird. You do enjoy what you hear here. It makes sense, but also doesn't make sense. But if you do enjoy it and you want to support the show, please visit patreon.com/podculture. I put out some exclusive content over there. It's $3 a month for just exclusive early access. And introducing some of these new things, it's easily over there at Patreon. You're going to get it. You're going to get it before I release it to the public in a lot of ways, or if at all. So join over there, patreon.com/podculture. And if you just want to support the show, right? You want to keep seeing this thing grow, keep seeing it exist. That's the best way, folks. And it means the world. So if you're interested in doing that and support a little show like this, that's awesome. But without further ado, let's get into this, guys. We're here to do what we do. And you know what that entails. So turn the lights down, and let's get strange with another Daily Ghost Podcast right now. Today's creepy story comes from the author, Philico. That's Philiko. 700 views, it's rated 4.48 by 25 users. And it's called The Staring. The Staring by Philico. It's 3:45 a.m. and I'm wide awake. I know I should be sleeping. Hell, I know I'm exhausted from all that packing and unpacking. But I cannot bring myself to close my eyes. It's quiet in the room. Dead silent. Despite the fact that it's rather clear, peaceful night outside my window, the air within my darkened room is thick and still. I feel frozen in time almost. But I know it continues to drag on as the faint clicking of my table side alarm clock tells me of the passing minutes. My breathing is shallow, and I dare not move a muscle. I feel suffocated beneath these sheets, but I will not throw them off my body. I am sleeping. At least, that's how I want to appear, despite the fact that my eyes are open and staring at the ceiling. The only light in the room is the pale glow of the moonbeams, which pour through the blinds, Still, I can just barely make out the eye staring at me through the hole in my ceiling. It doesn't blink, nor does it gaze stray around the room. It focuses solely on me and remains unmoved, staring, staring, and staring as the minutes roll by. This is the third night in a row since I moved in last week that I've gone without sleep because of the eye. Upon the morning after the first night when I discovered I was being watched so intently, I carefully made my way up the stairs to the attic with an old baseball bat in hand. I hadn't called the police because my phone line hadn't yet been connected, so I took it upon myself to apprehend the peeping Tom. However, upon reaching the attic, I was confused to find that there was no one, no intruder, or even the slightest sign that someone had been up in this attic for years. The layer of dust that had settled upon the old boxes and sheets was thick and undisturbed. The area around the small hole in the flooring was also untouched. Eventually, I move a box over the hole, a temporary fix, until I can get around to replacing that one particular board. That following night, I slept only 4 short hours before something inside me forced me to open up my eyes. And there it was again, the eye, silently staring back with a burning intensity that could be felt even through the plaster and wood that separated us. For a time, I thought I could just barely make out the sound of breathing. Whether it was my own shallow, fearful breaths, or the very breathing of that which lurked above, I cannot say, but it dragged on well into the small hours of the morning, until I finally lost consciousness. Here I am, for the third night in a row, my pillow soaked in sweat, the pounding in my chest growing louder by the minute as I peer into the eye of some unknown thing. It still has not blinked, and not once since I first discovered it have I seen it move. It just continues to stare. I imagine that it's been staring at me since I first arrived here, alone in this old two-story house. A house that, at the time, I was so happy to have purchased on my own. Now, I regret moving from my single bedroom apartment in the city. Now I regret kissing so many asses to get the promotion. I wish only that this thing would go away. And now? Now the eye is gone. The handle of my bedroom is turning. This has been a Daily Ghost podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you've enjoyed every episode. And if you want to continue to hear more, don't forget to subscribe. And follow us on Instagram at Daily Ghost Pod. That's Daily Ghost P-O-D. And you can also support the show by simply visiting patreon.com/podculture. That's patreon.com/podculture. Help this thing grow. Help it become as creepy as we'd want. Thanks again for listening to the Daily Ghost Podcast. Until next time, my pretties.